Top 09's mayoral candidate in Prague, Zdeněk Tuma, swept to victory in last month's local elections, pushing the right-of-centre Civic Democrats into second place in the city for the first time in 20 years, with 30% of the vote. The vote was widely seen as a pent-up demand for change and clean-up of widely perceived corruption at the top. With negotiations set to culminate this week, Chris Johnstone met up with a former central bank governor in his office, a stone's throw from Old Town Square.
The early euphoria in the capital after October's local elections has given way to nervousness. Top 09's coalition negotiations with the Civic Democrats have soured but are still on track, just. But there is still the possibility in the background that the Civic Democrats could seal a deal with third-place Social Democrats. So the first question I asked the former central bank governor was whether he was not disappointed with the turn of events since the election win.
Two remarks. I'm not disappointed. That's something what I expected. You must take into account that I was very close to politics. You know that central banks are independent institutions. Nevertheless, we are in many interactions with finance ministry, with the parliament and so on. So it wasn't the unknown area for me. So from this point of view, I had rational expectations. So I'm not surprised. And I feel fine because we have managed to win the elections significantly. We managed to get 30% support from the electorate, which is fine. Unfortunately, it's not enough to rule in Prague. We must form a coalition, and it's true that there is one option that there might be also a coalition against us. So we are in the middle of negotiations, so at this moment it's very difficult to foresee the final outcome.
Generally, there's a phrase in economics that says bad money drives good money out. If this is applied to politics, do you think it applies to politics here in Prague, in the Czech Republic, from your experience at the moment?
Well, difficult to say. The point and also the challenge, the reason why I accepted the offer of the political party, Top 09, was that the reputation of the city of Prague has been quite low at this moment. People are suspicious regarding the transparency of the institution of the city of Prague and so on. And I also believe that the city of Prague can be managed more efficiently. So from this point of view, I look at the city of Prague as a company which can be managed better than at this moment. So this was the point for me, the challenge. So we'll see.
Coming back maybe to the negotiations that are ongoing at the moment, maybe without going into too many details, but what are the main sticking points? I mean, Top 09 is basically a right-of-centre party. The ODS is a right-of-centre party. You'd think they would be maybe natural bedfellows. Why is it so difficult to get an agreement?
Exactly as you have said, we are supposed to be bedfellows, would be most rational coalition. And moreover, I don't see significant differences in our programs. Those differences we can find out should be manageable. We should be able to overcome that. Probably major problem is the fact that it's completely new situation for ODS. ODS was dominant in the last 20 years in Prague. It was ruling itself in the last 4 years or in a coalition with Social Democrats, so they know each other. Obviously, if they form a coalition with Social Democrats, they would have the mayor of the city of Prague. So there are some arguments for them to form coalition with Social Democrats, despite the fact that from the ideological point of view, it's not straightforward. Also, there are some arguments why we can form the coalition with Social Democrats. And the point is that ODS, which was at the helm of the institution so long, it could lead to significant change faster with this political party. But still, for me, the priority is a coalition with the right-wing political party, with ODS. And we put on the table the proposal of the coalition agreement, and at this moment we are waiting the response from ODS.
But from your point of view, a deal with the Social Democrats is possible?
It's possible, it's not excluded, but we are going to wait for the response from the ODS first.
Is it part of the problem maybe that the two other parties, the leadership of those two parties, their candidates for mayor, don't seem to have such a strong position within their parties? There seem to be, maybe they're not leading from the front, and maybe another problem within Prague for the ODS is that the ODS is quite a strong regional party in Prague and maybe doesn't seem to take much leadership at a national level.
Perhaps, maybe, I'm not the insider of Social Democrats of ODS, so that you should ask somebody else on this point.
I mean, if you were a betting man, what chances do you think there would be of getting a deal next week? It's really next week or nothing, isn't it?
Well, I'm not a betting man at this moment. I prefer to determine some probabilities when I have some data. So I'm quite reluctant to make any estimate regarding the probability. We'll see. And the answer is more or less the same as to the previous question. I'm not the insider, so that I don't know enough about the mood of ODS. Of the internal processes, so that's why it's very difficult for me to guess.
Coming back to your decision to go into politics, was it you that approached Topo 9 or Topo 9 that approached you?
Topo 9 approached me. It wasn't really my intention. On the contrary, I thought that after 12 years in the public sector, I should move back either to the academia or to the private sector, or to a certain combination. So it wasn't my intention. So it was a coincidence that I was finishing my job, or I finished my job in the central bank, and then sooner than I managed to decide on my future career, I was approached by Topo 9. So it was rather a coincidence that I didn't start any other career and that I wasn't in the bank at that time. So I was approached by the chairman, Karel Schwarzenberg.
And presumably you probably had some other offers from banks, international economic institutions, such like. You weren't lacking other offers or other opportunities?
Yes, I did have some other opportunities, and certainly from the economic point of view, much more advantages. From this point of view, politics is not the best option, because mostly you are criticized by a significant part of the electorate, and you are purely paid for that. But Karel Schwarzenberg told me, look, because at the beginning I said no, and he said, please think again about that. At this moment there's a window opportunity, we can change things, and this opportunity doesn't have to return for a couple of years. And so I said yes, because he was right.
What, as far as you're concerned, what would happen if you don't become mayor, being in opposition in Prague for 4 years, would that be satisfactory for you?
Well, satisfactory, certainly. I would prefer to be the mayor, because it was the ambition, it was that challenge, and certainly from the position of mayor, I would have a better position to enforce changes. Nevertheless, with respect to the outcome, we are relatively close to the 50% of mandates in the assembly. So we would be very strong opposition, and I believe that even from the side of the opposition we can press on changes. And in that situation, yeah, it was the risk. I knew from the very beginning that it could happen that I would end up in the opposition. So I would be a an opposition member of the assembly, fine. At the same time, this is not full-time job, so that I would return to my considerations what to do for my living.